It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk about another story. It's on the front page of the Independent today about children in Ireland waiting for as long as 4 years for assessments of needs, assessments that a lot of these children perhaps have autism or some other condition. They need to be assessed and waiting 4 years, in one case waiting up to 7 years, I think the paper reporting. Well, Rebecca McDermott is with me now. Unfortunately, Rebecca, this story, a shock to a lot of us reading it, not necessarily to you. Is that fair?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. With ourselves, George is our first child. So it became apparent when he was about 18 months onwards that he wasn't meeting his current milestones to his peers. So we became worried and we contacted the health nurse. It was during the COVID, so they basically did was they sent out a milestone application form to fill out what he was meeting, what he wasn't meeting, and I just had to post it back. Eventually, after a few months, we saw the HSE doctor, and she also expressed her concerns, but they were quite frank and apologetic in saying that unfortunately with the waitlist that and George's age and the way he was presenting, that early intervention was absolutely key and that we wouldn't get it on the public waiting lists. So, you know, it was integral, really, it was vital for George that we went down the private route.
That sentence on its own sums up the failing of the state, really. I mean, that you'd be sat down by someone from the HSE who say it is absolutely integral that George gets early intervention and we can't provide it. Off you go.
100%. I mean, when your child is presenting with these red flags, is not communicating, you know, they're not talking, they're not doing all these things. As a parent, it is terrifying. It's going into a world of unknown and there is no support. We had to go online. We were Googling. I was very fortunate that I had a friend that does work in the autism sector. So she was able to direct me. And that is how I got my way and got our diagnosis. So, but it was literally just going on Google, getting lists of private assessments and just ringing them nonstop, trying to get your appointment for your child. But even before that, the steps that you had to take, you had to get the hearing assessment done to make sure it wasn't a hearing problem. You had to pay for that, get on the list for that. Then you had to go and see a paediatrician because it had to be a referral for that. You had to pay for that again, wait. All the meantime, you're researching and you're being told early intervention is key.
Yeah.
You know, time is wasting. Your child is regressing. You know, what are you supposed to do? And there's nobody guiding you or directing you through this time. That is just, there's no, you know, I mean, it's not something that you would expect. And we didn't get any help or advice or anything like that. So once we got the diagnosis ourselves, we were just again told you have to go private. It's absolutely integral. There is nothing on the HSE. You'll be waiting. So, I mean, even in private, we're waiting a year and a half now for occupational therapy. And George just received his first assessment on Friday. And that is something that he critically needs. And we were waiting 9 months for a speech therapy that was private as well.
Mm.
And we're still waiting. We're still waiting to be offered anything by the HSC. We've received absolutely nothing. We've just received letters from saying that he's on the disability network team and we'll hear from them and that's it, and just receive the letters every few months. But we've never actually been offered any kind of services or any advice or help.
How much financially, and I know you'll spend whatever you need to spend when it comes to your children, but do you mind me asking, how much has this all set you back going down the private route?
Yeah, unfortunately, over the last 18 months, it's cost us a total of 16,500, which is, it's not sustainable. It's a horrendous amount of money. And, you know, but you will do anything for your children. Mm. And, you know, the majority of people wouldn't have access to those kind of funds. So what are their choices? What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to sit there and wait for the HSE, wait for their child to regress, feel just the loan, the panic and the fear of watching what could be with their child? They're not reaching their developmental milestones and the early intervention just isn't there.
There must as well be an emotional cost, I'm sure. Like from that first meeting with the HSE, sit down and they say early intervention is integral and we can't give it to you. Off you go to the private sector. And then you go to the private and I'm sure you're thinking, God, how much is this going to cost? But listen, we'll pay it. At least it'll be seen. Only to be told, well, actually in the private sector, you're going to be waiting a year and a half for occupational therapy as well. I mean, there must be an emotional toll to all of that as well, is there?
Absolutely. And it's not just for the parents. It's for the extended family as well. You know, you realise that you're actually quite ignorant to the world of, you know, the spectrum children on the spectrum and autism and everything. And it's trying to find out about it. You know, your child's not sleeping. They're trying to regulate themselves. You're furiously trying to read up and study and everything. And it's just, it's draining. It's stressful. And, you know, it's an emotional toll on everybody involved with your child.
How is George?
He's actually doing very well. You know, every day is a school day for him. He's going to be nearly four now. So he is starting to discover the world around him. And with that becomes, you know, because he has communication issues and trouble kind of socialising and things like that. So this is where early intervention is key, that he needs the guidance. He needs professionals helping the parents, helping the child discover this world and come into it, you know. And he is doing very, very well.
And even as you describe it, it strikes me it needs to be real time intervention. Like as he is now discovering more of the world around him, he needs someone to equip him with the skills to interpret that world. He doesn't need someone to come along in 18 months or 2 years time and tell him what would have been the good skills to have when he turned four.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we've spoken to professionals, paediatricians, they have, you know, said countless times, we have changed George's, the trajectory of his life, where the path that he would have gone down as opposed to the path that he's going down now. But it's not just six sessions of OT, or it's not just six sessions of speech therapy. This is ongoing, consistent. And that's what all these children need. It's not just, you know, a block of six and then we'll see you again in 8 years. You know, it's and that's what we need to wake up to, that these children are just being forgotten and neglected. And we just need action now and just take care of our Irish children.
Miriam Kenny is with us, the chairperson of Involve Autism. Miriam, how unusual or otherwise is Rebecca's story?
Unfortunately, it's firstly, hi, Rebecca, and thank you so much for coming forward to speak today. It's something that we hear all the time. We are a parental-led support and advocacy group in Dublin 66W, and we also have regular support meetings. And we also always give the parents an opportunity to speak. And the first thing that normally starts discussing is the road they've had to try and get A, their child diagnosis, and B, some therapies, and then C, your educational placement. So that's what we hear all the time. As a parent myself, I'm further on the road than Rebecca. We have a 10-year-old, and it has been the same situation since then. And I think there needs to be a realization that your child, you know, you're not wanting to label your child. You're trying to have an understanding of what that child needs and what therapeutic intervention or help that might help them to, for that child to become the best version of themselves. And they can't become the best version of themselves if they don't have the support that is required to do that. We're talking about SLT, we're talking about OT, we're talking about all those things that are needed to support the child. We have a situation, I suppose, in listening to the amount there that Rebecca was talking about. The NUI in Galway actually did research in 2018, I think, and they said it was 28,000 a year for parents with an autistic child. And also the other implication is that many parents have to reduce working hours, etc., or not work at all to be able to support their child. So having our child who's got a need is one thing, but actually trying to come to terms with that is one thing. But that's not the battle. The battle is actually trying to get the services. And this, we have met the senior management in the HSE, we've met the ministers, we've done a number of things as an advocacy group. We're part of lots of different things, and I know there's things happening in the background, but I think with the assessment of need, etc., it isn't, you know, there's no legal obligation on the state to provide services, and that's what your problem is. So there has to be something enacted into law. Or I was thinking about it today, and I really do feel that maybe something's called an emergency reaction or an emergency task force to get together, because I don't think there's a full understanding of the implications or the impact this is having on families. Again, there's lots of families that are in a situation that might not be able to afford. And there are lots of parents. I think 15% of the parents in that research were lone parents, you know, as well. You know, so there's people with lots of different needs across the state. It's not just about a Dublin-centric thing. And it's across the state.
Yeah, and Miriam, when you say, like, to understand the impact it has, explain to me and explain to people listening the impact that this has on the children themselves and children like George. If we're told that, listen, early intervention is integral, I assume there's a long-term negative consequence when there's no early intervention. What is that consequence?
Well, the thing, the child is going to become an adult. And all children, I suppose, childhood in one way is preparation for adulthood, isn't it? And we're going to be adults much longer than those children are going to be children. I suppose the impact on a child is A, you're not, say, with speech or communication difficulties. Some children would need access maybe to devices that might support them there, or they might, you know, helping the parents to understand the child's needs and how to help them with speech and how to communicate. OT, sensory regulation, regulation in the classroom, being able to access the curriculum because they're able to be part of the classroom. You know, so these things are very important. And also, I think you also need psychological support. You also might need psychiatric support. There's something written by CAMHS there today, very in about that, because there is also comorbidities that goes with autism. As a child gets older, things might become more apparent. So what you're only trying, so the impact on a parent could be that the child could, really, you aren't really enabling them to become the best version of themselves. Do you know what I mean? So communication becomes a big issue, and that can be very difficult for parents if there's a non-verbal child in particular, or a child who is verbal but doesn't have any functioning language. They cannot communicate with you. So therefore, when they're unable to communicate, maybe they might have meltdowns and things like that. And that is really difficult for parents.
And Rebecca, I mean, do you feel the state has failed you and failed George?
I absolutely feel they have, and I feel let down when we need the state the most. When I've looked for the help, it just hasn't been there. And, you know, it's just something that all the parents that I've spoken to, or any of the, you know, we've now, like a lot of the mothers now and parents, we've formed our own support groups, and we're having to support each other because the support and the structure just isn't there by the HSE or the government. And I don't feel that they really care. I feel a lot is being said, but where is the action?
I mean, the worst aspect of this whole story, you know, is that I've heard it before. I've heard it before and time again. And I fear I'm going to hear it time and time again into the future. It's a problem that doesn't seem to be going anywhere, despite it being a monumental failing of the state. There's no other way to describe it. Rebecca, thanks a million for coming into studio.
Thank you.
Rebecca McDermott and Miriam Kenny as well was with us as well, who is the chair of Involve Autism. Stay with us. Lots still to come on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.